The global financial crisis prompted regulators around the world to toughen laws overseeing the finance industry and share markets. But putting those laws in place is proving to be something of a challenge. The US is only halfway through implementing what's known as the Dodd-Frank financial reforms, which strengthen the hand of regulators. Mike Pivovar is a commissioner at the US securities regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission. And he says that issue, along with cybersecurity, are the things that keep him awake at night. He was the Republican chief economist for the US Senate Committee on Banking and was a senior economic advisor at the White House during the global financial crisis. He spoke to Sue Lannan at a financial conference in Sydney.
In the United States, the biggest challenge is implementing Dodd-Frank. So in the wake of the crisis, Congress passed a 2,300-page law which tasked the regulators with promulgating about 400 new rules. 4.5 years later, after Dodd-Frank was passed in July of 2010, we're still only about halfway done with implementing Dodd-Frank.
The global financial crisis, the cause is said to be not enough regulation, so has the pendulum swung back the other way now?
That's one question. One is, have they got it right in terms of, has the legislation focused on the right things, right? I personally am skeptical in terms of whether Dodd-Frank was effective at addressing all the problems within the crisis. In addition to that, there are many provisions in Dodd-Frank that have absolutely nothing to do with the crisis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Cybersecurity risks. I used to think that the next potential problem that we would see would be something like a rogue trader in a large financial institution, potentially having spillover effects at other institutions and causing disruptions in certain markets. I've increasingly become concerned about cybersecurity risks. And just the sheer number of attacks that happen on a daily basis across all the financial institutions that we have. On the good side of the ledger, it seems that financial institutions, because they are at the forefront of the cyber attacks, and why? That's because that's where the money is. They seem to be pretty good relative to other companies.
We have seen credit card breaches from a number of financial institutions. So are they doing enough to protect their data?
We've tended at the commission to sort of think of cybersecurity as a part of different things that we do. So for example, we just passed a new regulation called SCI, which stands for Systems Compliance and Integrity. And it was a general framework for certain entities within the market, like exchanges, to think about their systems integrity. And cybersecurity was kind of an ancillary piece to that. But I have serious questions about whether or not we're doing enough directly to look at this and gathering information is sort of the first step in that process.
Why didn't anyone go to jail because of the GFC?
Well, that's a good question. Well, first of all, the commission, the SEC, does not have criminal authority. We only have civil authority. We can ban people from the industry. We can get what are called collateral bars. We can ban them. That's a good question sort of for the criminal authorities. There is sort of this palpable sense in the U.S. that from a number of people are just increasingly frustrated that nobody went to jail. There's no face on the crisis. From where I sat during the crisis, in the aftermath and looking back at it, what I see is an incredibly complex set of events that helped so either cause the crisis or facilitate the crisis or sow the seeds of the crisis. And so it's hard for me to imagine that any single person or two or three people would be to blame for an entire system.
Isn't jail a deterrent?
In many cases it could be, but we also have to worry about that we're getting the right people, right? We don't just want to throw somebody in jail who's an innocent victim in these cases.
Should the ratings agencies be more accountable?
My preference would be to decrease the reliance on the rating agencies, right? From my perspective, it wasn't just that the ratings were wrong. It's that so many investors, institutional investors, individual investors, were simply not doing their due diligence and simply outsourcing their due diligence to the rating agencies. And part of that reason is because a number of regulations, the SEC's regulations and in the banking regulators, basically blessed the ratings. And so we had a number of things that were based upon credit ratings. For example, whether or not banks could hold certain assets or how they were treated under certain capital requirements. And so people said, well, if the SEC or the banking regulators are blessing these ratings, then they must be good. And so there is a provision that forces us and the other agencies to strip out from our regulations any reference to credit ratings. And so now we have to use general terms like creditworthiness and think about alternative measures to credit ratings, whether they're market-based models or whether there's other types of analytical tools that people can use that are other than credit ratings.
Mike Pivovar, he is a commissioner at the US Securities and Exchange Commission. He was talking to Sue Lannan.